Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the first parak of Maseches Ksubos, and today we are learning Mishnayos, Dalid, and Hey. So in the Mishnayos, based in Gimel, we went through the women who have a halachic status of a besula, and therefore get a ksuba worth 200 zuz. Now we're going to go through cases where a woman is not considered a besula, and therefore only gets a ksuba of 100 zuz. Besula almanu grusha v'chalutza min anisuin ksuba samana. If a woman claims to be a besula, but she previously had not just erisin, she previously had nisuin, so then she loses any chazaka of in fact being a basula, and therefore her ksuba is going to be worth mana, 100 zuz, like an almana. Mainland tainus basula, and the husband can't come to Bezin claiming, oh, I thought she was a basula, and it turned out she wasn't. He had no right to assume she'd be a basula if she previously had nisuin with somebody. Hagyorsa shvuyev hashivcha, sheniftu v'shenskari v'sheshachru yiseiris albana shol shon v'yom echad, ksuba samana. Similarly, if a woman converted, or a woman was redeemed from captivity, or a woman was freed from being a Shivcha Kananis past the age of 3, which means she was in those situations of being a non-Jew, or being a captive, or being a Shivcha when she was older than 3 years old, so we have to assume unfortunately that she had Bia with somebody during that time, whether willfully or not, and therefore she's not a Basula, and therefore her Ksuba, when she gets married, is only going to be Mana, but Ve'en Lentanis Basula. And any husband who wants to come at the Tainus Basulim that he expected her to be a Basula has no such claim, because there's no reasonable expectation that she would be a Basula. Ha'ochel Eitzel Chamev B'Yehuda. Similarly, in Yehuda, if a Chassan ate at his father-in-law's house at the time of Erisin, Shelo Be'edim, and there were no witnesses to verify that he wasn't left alone with his Kala, Einu Yachal Liton Tainus Basulim, M'neshe Nisyachirima. He can no longer have a tainus basulim because they would have yichud, and once they had yichud, even though they only had erisin, they didn't have nisuin yet, they weren't fully married yet, we suspect that maybe they didn't control themselves so much, and with that yichud, maybe he had bia with her and she's no longer a basula. When we say that an almana's ksuba is 100, it doesn't matter whether she's an almana from a Yisrael or an almana from a kohen. Bezin shalkanama yigovin basula arba. At one point, the Beis Din of Kohanim would collect 400 zuz for a Besula's ksuba if she's the daughter of a Kohen, instead of 200 zuz. And the Chachamim didn't criticize this because they did this even when the daughter of a Kohen married a Kohen. Certainly, obviously, when the daughter of a Kohen married a non-Kohen, that he's got to pay a premium for such a yichus. So they didn't stop this because they didn't stop this because they didn't think it would cause jealousy. Everyone understands that a Kohen is more miyuchas, so to get a Bas Kohen you have to pay a little bit more. Okay, so to review what we learned today in Mishnah Dalet, we said that if a woman was previously married with nisuin, she can no longer be assumed to be a basula. Similarly, if a woman was a guy or a captive or a shivcha kananis past the age of 3, she can no longer be assumed to be a basula. And the Mishnah Hey, we said that anyone who, even after erisin in the towns of Yehuda, would be with his kala at his father-in-law's house without edim to make sure that they're not alone together, she's no longer assumed to be a basula. And then we said the idea that an almana gets a ksuba of mana is regardless of whether she's an almana of Kohen or an almana of Israel. But when it comes to a basula getting masayim zuz in the basin of Kohanim, would collect twice that amount for a bas Kohen. But tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Aleph, Mishnayos Vav, and Zayin.